We're talking with St. Joseph Republican Congressman Fred Upton, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. It is Earth Day as we do our conversation. And before we talk about some of the issues of the day, it is the 43rd Earth Day in terms of raising awareness of environmental and conservation concerns. And while making sure this planet is okay is a concern to all, Earth Day can be very polarizing, Fred, in terms of interest toward conservation and towards environmental concerns and then toward more practical means of using some of the resources we have wisely.
Well, that's right. We all do care about the environment, and particularly for us in Southwest Michigan, the quality of the Great Lakes is certainly a very key ingredient for all of us to know that, in fact, they're doing better. We've made some significant strides there, and appreciate that work. It's a day that many of us look at as a day of reflection and where we're headed.
We'll talk a little bit about the Great Lakes in a little bit. Let's go to an energy concern that right now procrastination is absolutely helping nobody, and that is the White House's continuing foot dragging. At the best, and maybe outright stalling at the worst, about approving the Keystone XL pipeline. It now becomes a matter where some people in the Democratic Party are not happy with it, but it looks as if the White House is going to continue dragging this like an anchor through at least November 4th. That's General Election Day.
Well, they have run out of excuses and now use this one. It's been nearly, it'll be 6 years this fall. We're over 2,000 some days waiting for an approval. One has to remember that we already get oil from oil sands from Canada every day, a million and a half barrels, in fact. This would be an added boost, 700,000 barrels a day more that would come. We've spent billions expanding refineries across the country, getting ready for this. It's by every estimate probably 20 some thousand jobs that'll be created if we're able to add this. And of course, it's a national security issue. And as we look at what the events going on now in Venezuela, Nigeria, maybe even Russia, this is an issue where we can really rely on North American energy independence down the road. And it just, and it's been bipartisan support for this. I mean, whether it's Louisiana, across the state, the chair of the Senate Energy Committee, a Democrat, is very much in favor of this project. So as gas prices start creeping up, and yes, they are, we really want a stable supply here in North America. The carbon footprint is less. It's not only safer, but that carbon footprint is less. Putting it in a pipeline than instead of a truck or a rail car, the safety record is better in a pipeline. I mean, all these factors add up to say, why aren't we building this knowing that we already get it today?
I hate to bring this up, Fred, but I'm going to, because to a certain extent it might be somewhat poetic justice. Wouldn't it be... It would hurt, definitely. But don't you expect the Canadians to just throw up their hands saying, all right, that's it, we've waited long enough, we're moving the shipments west and we're going to sell it to China because we just can't wait for the U.S. to finally decide on this thing, and the Canadians will just say, okay, we're done, we're out of this. Is that scenario possible, or can we hate to say probable?
Well, the Canadians have made the point that they're going to develop this oil sands up in Alberta no matter what. They have been more than patient waiting for President Obama to make the decision, watching the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton say on a number of occasions that the information is in, we'll be ready to do it before the end of the year. Not this year, actually a couple years ago. So they've been twiddling their thumbs. We know that the Chinese are all over the place in Alberta, wanting to make long-term contracts there. They'd love to have this source of oil. And that pipeline, the Canadians figured out, is actually closer. If they build the pipeline going east, it is actually closer to India from their east coast than it is the west coast. They're prepared. They are, at some point are going to make that decision if the United States continues to turn its back on this project. And again, you know, we're getting today 1.5 million barrels from Canada. We've got the resource. We certainly have the need. We got the refinery space. We've added it across the country. We've spent literally billions of dollars expanding these refineries. And at some point, yes, the Canadians are going to say, no, you've had your time 6 years. Plus now it looks like it will be, I guess no one could blame them for making a change in the decision after this long await.
We're talking with St. Joseph Congressman Fred Upton, and as we converse on Earth Day, we talk a little bit about the Great Lakes and the health of the Great Lakes, and the most pressing question right now involving the Great Lakes, Fred, is the Asian carp situation. It's sort of been put on the back burner for a little while, but for those who are directly involved with the matter, it's still on the front burner. Where are we standing now on maybe getting a resolution on this entire matter, or is it still up in the air and, again, more foot dragging by the administration on this?
Well, you know, as I travel across our district and take lots of questions from a variety of groups, it is the Asian carp issue is right up there in terms of an issue that people are concerned about all over the district. They know what the impact will be, not only on the sport fishing, but if this monster is allowed into Lake Michigan with the capability of each one spawning, you know, literally millions of eggs and therefore fish that are going to grow up to 100 pounds, eating 40% of their weight every day, taking the food away from whether it be the coho, the salmon, the walleye, I mean, you name it, the perch, who knows what it's going to be, getting into our inland lakes like we saw with the zebra mussels and the outcry there. We're trying to do everything that we can do to stop these fish from migrating northward, getting through those rivers in Chicago and into Lake Michigan. Our delegation is absolutely united, Republicans and Democrats, putting pressure on the Corps of Engineers, trying to find the resources to have an interlock system that will prevent them from getting further north. And we're close on failing, which means that we've got to redouble our efforts to try and get this done, put pressure on the Corps. I would hope that within the next couple of months, particularly as we see now that the budget, the 2-year budget was approved by the Congress last December, that as this the appropriation process begins to move forward in the Congress, that in fact we will see money within the budget to take the steps to allow the Corps to build an watertight system, to prevent these fish from getting into Lake Michigan. And our delegation will work shoulder to shoulder with the other states within the Great Lakes to try and see that this is done.
Fred Upton, you and other members of Congress going back to work in earnest. As you mentioned, the budget situation is certainly one thing that both representatives and senators are dealing with. What should we look forward to for the rest of this week and maybe into the early part of May in terms of the House Energy and Commerce Committee that you chair?
One of the things that we're going to be unveiling a week after next, formally, is a move afoot to really rewrite the process for the approval of drugs and devices, to be able to speed these the safe delivery of new drugs and devices into the marketplace much faster, which will mean jobs here. But working with the disease groups, whether it be MS, diabetes, Alzheimer's, all of them, working with our universities, and we're going to have the dean of the University of Michigan come testify May 6th, working with the National Institute of Health, working with pharma and the bio industry folks to really sit down and help us better understand what we can do as legislators to speed this process up in a safe way. We're going to be unveiling this formally May 6th, and spending a lot of time, not only the balance of this year, but certainly early next, and then writing legislation that will absolutely be bipartisan. We already have the buy-in of the Republican and Democratic leadership on this effort, and it'll be a very exciting front that I'm going to be pursuing for more than a year now to really get this done. And it'll be our formal kickoff is going to be May 6th.
The speed of and clearing some of the bureaucratic red tape is one thing, but you don't want to compromise safety along those lines, do you?
No, not at all. No, no. This will be a safe process. We're working with already with universities, with the disease groups. Francis Collins, the head of the National Institute of Health, has been putting his thinking cap on now for the last month or two, trying to come up with some good ideas that where they feel that they're hampered, and so we can begin to clear the way forward. But we also know that, you know, other countries have changed their processes, and we've lost a lot of jobs overseas. And we can do this right, and certainly in a bipartisan way. And look for us to really move forward formally beginning that first week in May.
Fred Upton, the congressman from St. Joseph, chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, joins us every Tuesday morning for a conversation on some of the issues of the day and some of the matters before his panel. We appreciate his thoughts and observations. Fred, you and your family have a good week, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
You bet.